Hello and welcome back to another review of Archer Season 6, Episode 9, Pocket Listing, written by Adam Reed. I'm your host, Christina. What a fun episode. After 6 years of aggression, sexual tension, getting underneath each other's skin, Archer and Lana are finally at a place in which they want to re-explore their romance. After having a baby in which kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Runwayed in this particular event. There was a lot of fluid use of animation in this episode, in two particular scenes, the one in which Archer becomes insanely jealous after Cyril tells him what exactly Lana plans to get up to, and he knocks him out of the way, and then the scene in which they both started actually getting together, it felt like AI-generated artwork is the closest approximation I can come up with at this moment. But it was not bad. I'm not saying it was bad. It was just unexpected because it was very noticeable. And so I was like, whoa, okay, this got very, like, it felt, those scenes felt far more grounded somewhere where I was like, oh, okay, now I'm watching porn. Overall, a great episode, 10 out of 10. We start with Mallory always having a checklist, but this one I actually agree with. If anyone brings in anything pickled or smelling of chitlins, she is willing to toss the fridge to the curb. Because there is not one person who worked in an office that ain't side-eyeing someone else's dietary choices. They have a mission brought to them by Slater. Prince Farad Fawad, heir to the kingdom of Duran, also an ally to the United States, has come to America to go to college and also to find a residence, to which Mallory replies, ugh, affirmative action much.
Go suck a dick, suck a dick, suck a motherfucking dick,
suck a dick, suck a huge or small.
They are all to be a part of this mission because they're going to show him a home dressed up as other people who work in the home so that eventually they can scan all their retinas, hands, devices, all within 60 seconds, waking up with no memory of anything. Krieger calls the CIA out on their toys.
Bullshit.
He got himself a demonstration. When Lana starts asking questions that are relevant, like, why are your plans always so convoluted? And also, once again, why are we trying to get information on our allies, like things to access their things? It's like, because of Operation Said So. Tut Manor is where the operation is going to be at, which the foolish woman responds, that's my house. Cheryl had quite the line dropper of the episode, quite the line droppers. Cucumber water bidets? That sounds like something I would want in my house. She also said, I'm required to tell you if there was a murder in the house, but if you're the murderer, I learn things every day.
What the fuck is wrong with you as a person?
The prince is, of course, accompanied by his mother, who looks like she had him when she was 14. And, of course, Archer, gets a hard-on for her. The sound effect of the Woody in the pants used several times. I love when they go back and forth with the dialogue, and it's very neatly, comically bouncing off of each other. So this was one of the top tier episodes for that. Slater is like, are there cameras in only bathrooms? No, just my faves. That earns another dart. I think by the time Krieger woke on the third one, he should have just been sent to the hospital, but he took like 7-8 of those motherfuckers. Lana once again complains about Slater's plans being so complicated. Why do I have to dress up like a maid with Pam, who's totally into it and wants to take a photo so that she can masturbate to it later? She's like, oh, please, please. And she also took camera footage and said, I'll be seeing you two later. She's so disgustingly into her coworkers. She told him, you're like Wile E. Coyote with access to predator drones. Cheryl is really into being a realtor, thinking she's actually going to get a commission. Then she drops lines like, just like we did in the Belgian Congo. If you don't know anything about the Belgian Congo, how the king of he wasn't really a king, was he? I think it was the king of Belgium, just like set up his own private island and abused them by chopping off their hands, making ridiculous quotas. Yeah, she definitely made an equivalent between that and how the maids felt and the housekeepers. Let's just be real. They were most likely slaves. I think she's already brought this up in the Tun household. The conversation with Pam and Archer was hilarious because he's all like, I'm going to go try to sleep with his mom. And she's like, oh, I thought you were trying to do something with Lana. Oh, well, did you say anything? No, but it's very obvious because it's always been. Then he starts to go into how he wants to fuck a duchess. She's like, your mom's dog? No, the wife of a duke. Then she asks, why are you telling me this? And he replies, I think you're my best friend. She's like, you're my best friend too. What about Cheryl? You're my second best friend. She's like, I thought I'd be doing better than the best friend though at this point. Cyril, he thinks that he is going to use this situation between Lana and Archer to weasel his way back into Lana's pants because he's perfectly fine being utilized as a piece of meat between Lana and Archer that pisses Archer off. And because he also gets to brag in the meantime, I suppose that's a win-win for him, which is another line that gets passed around quite often. And then when Cyril tells him, oh, he's going to go sleep with the Duchess, she's like, you know what? Since he's trying to make me jealous, I'm going to break my pussy off with the son, with the prince. And he's like, say what? She's like, he's like, wait. She's like, love to, can't, got a pussy to break. That definitely backfired for Cyril. He's like, but did it? Yes, it definitely did. And he should have stopped there. Then she comes down the stairs in that outfit with her hair down. And Pam's like, damn, Gina. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got. Cyril tells Archer, gets punched in the face, then goes to see Slater, takes his dart gun and darts him because he doesn't give a fuck about the mission. He wants to know where the fuck Lana is because he definitely doesn't want her sleeping with the prince. So he's looking at all the cameras to figure out where she is. Poor Krieger is down once again for the count. And Ray is, he's on his own. Because they got the guards to go to the bathroom by releasing some type of gas. And he was stuck in the conservatory with some type of creature. He said, hey, pretty girl or boy, gender fluid or however you self-identify. It's all good. But he has to get in a fight with this thing and ends up losing a hand. Grandfather could look in on the children. Wow. What a line for why there are secret passageways. But this was after the two main leads, Lana and Archer, get into an argument where she's looking pretty damn good in her knockoff Versace doing her yoga. And while the prince is knocked unconscious, Archer comes in, and after some bickering, they end up allowing that sexual attention to be assuaged. But now they have a critical situation on their hands because Slater's like, what the fuck? First, he's okay with it because he's like, okay, I got all the scanners. I don't know how we got here, but we're here. And then it started. Then the rest of them show up. And now they have to get out. So they do by the secret tunnels. And then the mother and the son will just wake up with the guards who are coming. And then Lana's like, we should talk about it. He's like, yeah, in the shitter or wherever. And the person who finally wins is Krieger, since he set up all the cameras, or a lot of them, in all of the shitters. He gets to see the sex that's happening. He's like, this is amazing. She's like, and your dick. And no one is to tell mother what has happened. So we'll see how long Pam can keep that secret. This was a great episode, long time coming. I think a perfect culmination at the end of the season. And I don't quite recall how it ends, to be quite frank. So, and I think we're getting close to the season where, no, I think we got a couple of more seasons. But these are not quite as, like, I recall them quite as, with a clarity as some of the previous seasons. So if you want to send feedback for the episode, what accent was that? I don't know what. If you want to send feedback for the episode, next one, blackgirlcouch@gmail.com. Wherever you listen to this podcast, wherever good podcasts can be found, go down to the rating section, drop some stars, leave a review. My social media will be there as well. Like, share, subscribe. Until the next time, peace, hair grease, and blacker magic.